This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's go to the River Islands guest line, and our buddy George Contos is on the line. Hey, George, thanks for coming on.
Hey, fellas, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. What do you make of the closer switch out there? Like, what do you see in Ryan Walker this year that obviously wasn't there in a great year last year?
Well, you know, I think he's fighting his delivery just a little bit. He's had some trouble locating, getting ahead in the counts. I mean, the stuff is still there and it's still really good when everything's timed up. You know, I happened to be in studio and we got him in one of the clubhouse interviews, and he kind of mentioned something in that when you throw as far across your body as he does, it's really important to replicate everything and to be very consistent in your delivery. And if something gets just a little bit out of whack, that release point can get a little bit affected, and you're not releasing it in the same spot because of how far across his body he is. And I think he's just been fighting that a little bit, falling behind in some counts. And, you know, obviously when you get hit around a couple times and the ERA spikes when you're in that ninth inning, sometimes your confidence can get beat down a little bit, and you got to maybe get yourself in a less highly leveraged role and get yourself back to feeling good again.
What's been the turnaround for Camilo Doval? I mean, last year it seemed like he was lost and he actually got optioned out and then he got brought back and now he's back in the closer spot. What's been the big change for him?
You know, the thing with Camilo that I've always thought is just his ability to throw strikes more consistently and get ahead of hitters. And he's done a much better job of that this year. He's definitely limited the walks. He's been able to throw his fastball for strikes and get ahead of guys. And that can make all the difference in the world when you're a guy who consistently can throw triple digits with the wipeout kind of slider that he has. So the fact that he's been able to get ahead of hitters and challenge guys, I mean, when you have that kind of stuff, strike one is your best friend, and he's been able to do that a lot more often this year.
All right, George, I'm just going to be straight with you, man. Today ticked me off. Today's game really, really ticked me off as a fan. And I want your unbridled reaction to a 4-3 ball game in the eighth inning with runners at second and third, and in 2025, we're sending somebody up there to do a safety squeeze twice in a row. To me, that says that they're like, they're telling on themselves. They don't think that Christian Koss is capable of putting the ball in play to the outfield. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, you know, look, I can't say that I am feeling much different than how you are as a fan. You have guys at second and third with nobody out, and unfortunately aren't able to get get even a run across. I think as a fan, that's a little bit frustrating. And even from, you know, watching it from a baseball perspective, you know, Tommy Canley, you know, the book's out on him. Obviously, he's got a great changeup. You know, you're going to see a significant amount of him. Obviously, Bailey wasn't able to get the job done on the first pitch, and he didn't hit it far enough. And, you know, the two squeezes attempts by Koss, and then you have Yaz come up in a tough situation with two outs already, and you know you're going to see changeups. But you know it's tough. I agree. As one of as somebody who was watching the game, I felt you know a little bit kind of you know a lackluster feeling after that inning, kind of what went the way it was as well.
What's the answer for an offense that has scored 24 runs in the past 11 games?
The good thing is pitching was my forte, and that's not something that I have to be the one to deal with. But, you know, I'll tell you what, everyone in that clubhouse and, you know, Pat Burrell and it goes from the players all the way up and down. There's a ton of frustration. This is something that I think when you watch this team work, when you have a pitching staff overall that's as good as it is, and you have a bullpen that's as good as it is with how hard these guys are going out and working, I think it's time that the fire gets lit under the offense to go and score some runs, because this team is too good all the way up and down offensively to be having the production that they're having.
George Contos with us on Willard and Dibbs, talking out Giants baseball. They lose today in Detroit again, 4-3, and in frustrating fashion left a lot of ducks on the pond. George, as a reliever in a leverage situation with runners in scoring position, are you actually kind of stoked when you see the batter turn around to bunt?
I mean, yeah. I mean, absolutely, especially when it's a safety squeeze situation and you know, he can't get it done. But, you know, coming in, you always want to come in with your best stuff as a reliever, right? And when you can come in and you're throwing your most nasty pitches or your ability to get out pitches, and guys are offering at it, they're doing you a favor. There's not much count leverage or count working going on. Obviously, Bailey was one pitch, and it was a 3 or 4 pitch strikeout to Koss, and you know obviously it was 3 or 4 pitches again to Yaz. So when Canley came in the game, it wasn't much of a heavy workload for him to get through that inning, which is the frustrating part. You want to put competitive at bats together, and obviously these guys are talented enough to go do that. It's just not happening right now.
Randy Rodriguez today I thought was awesome, and he just gave up the one hit that turned out to be the crusher. What have you made of his not only season but his career as a guy who might project as a future closer?
Well, he's a guy that obviously when he came up, the whole shtick on him was his ability to be in the strike zone and walks. And he's done a very similar job to Camilo in being able to locate his pitches incredibly well. He's getting ahead. That 98, 99, 100 looks incredibly electric out of his hand when you have that slider that he has that is a change plane slider. You know, one of them has really good straight down bite. One of them has a little bit more right to left in it. It doesn't do the same things twice, which is great. And, you know, he came in and got two big strikeouts. And a lot of the times when that happens, you're like, you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And not that this happened to him, but that third out in those types of situations is always the most difficult to get, because you've gotten the first one, you punch the first guy out, you punch the second guy out, you think, okay, I'm almost out of it. And not that you let your focus down, but sometimes those pitches to that third guy aren't quite as crisp. And unfortunately today, it was the dagger that gave the winning runs or the go-ahead runs to score. But he's looked incredibly, incredibly good. I mean, he'd be a guy who could be closing for a lot of other organizations if he wasn't in our bullpen.
George, what do you see right now when you watch Willy Adames bat?
You know, there's a lot of things that you can kind of talk about when you see Willie. Obviously, he's in new threads. He got the new deal. There's a new culture, and obviously we're 2 months into the season, so these slow starts. Obviously, if he was the only one having it, I think we'd give him a little bit more breathing room. But when a bunch of guys are kind of a little bit slower than you'd like to be, you start nitpicking a little bit. But the at bats they're not terrible at bats. He just you know, hasn't quite gotten himself in the routine or the running that I think any of us expected, himself included. And we heard him post in pregame this morning, where he found something yesterday and he wanted to be in the lineup. It looks like he could be a little antsy trying to get things to happen or make things happen. Because, you know, he sees where the batting average is. He sees where he's in the lineup and what that production calls for. And obviously we're not getting it out of him. And, you know, he's the first person to understand that and say that and want to get the ship pointed in the right direction.
And he's out there every day. I mean, he wants to play every single day. How challenging is that for Bob Melvin and company to, you know, have a guy who wants to play all 162 where maybe he could probably benefit from having a day off? What kind of a balance is that for a manager who maybe wants to give a guy a break, but the guy wants to be out there every day?
Well, look, you want guys like that. You want guys in your clubhouse and on your roster that want to be out there, and it's understandable. You know, he wants to get out there. He wants to get his hits, and he wants to help this team win. You see it every time somebody does something great when the Giants are on offense. He's the first guy top stepping it, waiting to give guys high fives when they score, when they hit homers or what have you. So, you know, at some point, you know, Bo Mel might just be like, hey, look, we're going to give you a day. We're going to give you a mental day. Watch a baseball game, be a fan, unless we need you later on in the game. And, you know, at some point that might come, but the fact that you have a guy who wants to be in the lineup every single day and who wants to get this thing going in the right direction, is definitely the kind of guy that I want on my ball club.
George, we want to get this thing going in the right direction as well. So how, in other words, you look at this offense, do you have a belief in the current group or does something need to happen? And what is it?
You know, I think that the current group can get the job done. I mean, when you look at the top of that lineup, even the bottom of the lineup, there are guys who can have good production. Tyler Fitzgerald, look what he did last year. He's a guy that we know can do it. I really, really like Yaz in the leadoff spot. I think he's done a great job there for the most part when he's been in that number one hole. And obviously Elliott and Chappie and all those guys, we know what they're capable of doing. I just think that you need all those guys to be pulling in the right direction. And if the numbers and the statistics do say one thing, it's that these guys at some point will return to form, and you hope that they can do that sooner rather than later, because they're too good of baseball players to all be performing this way and having these things happen with runners in scoring position. They're all too good, and they've been doing this for too long at a high level to let have this happen for an incredible amount of time.
George, you mentioned Rodriguez throwing 100, and it seems like everybody now in Major League Baseball throws 100. Is it too hard now as a hitter to have to face this level of arsenal from pitchers day in and day out?
No, I don't think so. I think that when you're a hitter and you step there in the batter's box, you practice seeing 100. I mean, the pitching machine will turn up to that fast. And guys can get the timing. That's really what the matter of fact is. And the guys who are incredibly dominant in this league, not only in our bullpen, but just in the league in general, are guys who can throw hard and have a secondary pitch that you can go out there and execute really well. You mentioned guys like Camilo Doval and Randy Rodriguez. Those are the guys who, when you can locate with your fastball and you've gotten it in the hitter's head that, hey, I have triple digits coming at any time, the hitter has to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
Expect that. So when you're sitting on fastball and sitting on fastball, then you can execute that breaking ball. Those are the guys that are going to go out there and be very, very successful. Guys who can command the strike zone with their fastball and throw those breaking balls executed in the proper counts. And that's what we've been seeing. But there's a lot of guys who go out there and throw 97 to 100 that are getting hit around and not doing it at a level that the stuff indicates that they should. So you really have to tip your cap to the guys that can go out there and continue to pitch. You know, just watching Paul Skenes go out there and watch how he has increased his arsenal with the two-seamer, with a changeup, with another little breaking ball, and guys who can control multiple pitches with that high-octane velocity, those are the guys who have success, and I think those are the guys that you really have to tip your cap to.
Hey, George, what did you do when you were in a slump, man? What was your process to get out of it?
Oh, man, I prayed that I was going to get in the game the next day, and I was very fortunate to play under a guy like Bruce Bochy for as long as I did, because if I'd had a day or two that didn't go well, Bochy would be like, hey, we're gonna throw you right back out there to get you back on the horse. And, you know, for me, it was usually I had the luxury of having several secondary pitches. Fastball command was really not anything I struggled with. Sometimes if I, you know, rolled out of bed and I wasn't feeling the slider that day, I'd lean more heavily on the cutter and the two-seam combination. So you just have to figure out what was working that day for you and get to it immediately. And the one thing that I noticed about myself is when I came in a game where I needed my best stuff, if there was traffic on base, if there was, two runners on and less than two outs or a situation like that, I always, once my brain turned off and I could just see signs and go, that's what always made it easier. You know, getting out of your own way, the 5 inches in between your ears is always going to be your biggest help and sometimes can be your biggest detriment when you're overanalyzing and thinking too much. So just trying to get out on the mound for myself and do what I had done a million times and just see signs and throw the baseball.
But you didn't do something outside of baseball, you know, like voodoo doll or anything like that. Did you have something that you turned to?
To be honest, I hit the weight room a little bit. I would go get a workout and try to get some stress out. I wish I could say that I was a golfer back then, but as a reliever, I would never go golfing on a day that I had to potentially pitch. So that would have been a really nice de-stressor to kind of get everything in the rear view. But other than just kind of, you know, doing some core work or getting some sprints, doing something to take your mind off of the anxiousness of playing the game of baseball. Because when it's not going well, people in sports, and when you have to go out there day in and day out, you tend to micromanage and think of every little thing. So just being able to give your brain a breather, I think, is the biggest thing you can do.
You're talking to two golfers here. Why not golf on game day? You're a pitcher. It's not like you got a swing that you're going to ruin.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you what. Everyone always asks, did you ever play when you were – and I didn't, just because if I were to go play 18 holes and then come into a game in the seventh or eighth inning with guys on base and not get the job done, I would have tremendous guilt. So I didn't play unless it was on an off day. I would play golf, but you know, my main focus was to be ready to play at 100% when my name was called at some point when the lights were on at about 8:30 to 9:15.
Yeah, how about now? Are you any good, George?
I got pretty good once I retired. I fluctuate between about a scratch to a plus two.
Oh,
plus two.
Whoa.
Look at the big swing on Contos.
you ever play with Steph?
I haven't played with Steph. Okay. No, I was actually just in Napa. I was just in Napa with him at Bottle Rock, and we're both members at the same club in the Bay Area. Oh. So we've been talking about trying to get together, but he's a guy with a busy schedule these days.
Well, not these days. I mean, unfortunately, he's free here now in May and June.
No, well, you should see what his schedule's got booked up for all the extracurriculars that he does when he's not in season.
George, these are big answers you're giving us right now.
That was one of the biggest flexes we've ever had from a guest on the show.
Like, are you good? And then you use the word plus. And then I ask you about Steph, and you're like, yeah, we're in contact. I mean, these are big answers right now.
Well, you know, golfers gravitate to one another. You know that?
Yep. Yeah. I do.
Athletes who are plus twos. Yeah, I mean.
Exactly. We gravitate to people who shoot the same score as
you
us.
You may have to actually give Steph a stroke aside if you guys ever get together and play.
Oh, man. Well, if I did have to do that and I won, there's going to be bragging rights for life for me.
Yeah, that'd
no
be
doubt.
Good. That'd be good.
Hit George. Him with a night-night on 17. That'd be great.
That'd be amazing. George, thanks, man. Fun to talk to you.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there he goes. George Contos joining us on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.